Praised be Jesus and Mary. Saints Basil the Great and a friend of his, Saint Gregory Nazianzen, were contemporary saints of the early church of the 4th century. Both were born in 330 AD and studied together in pursuit of wisdom, in pursuit of holiness, in pursuit of the Christian ideal. Together then they embraced the hermitical life. They lived as hermits. Both became bishops, although in different parts of the empire. And both in that difficult 4th century of the early church had to fight heresy, specifically the heresy of the Arians, who denied our Lord's divinity, denied that our Lord was consubstantial, one in being with the Father, God in everything just like his Father. And St. John the Apostle in today's epistle reminds us that there have been heresies in the church, and they have been there since the very beginning, since the times of the apostles. There have always been those who have contradicted the teaching of the apostles, who have introduced things that the apostles never taught the church, or who have subtracted from what the apostles did teach whatever was displeasing to them. And the remedy against heresy, the remedy against this problem, St. John tells us, is the following. Let what you heard from the beginning remain in you. If what you heard from the beginning remains in you, then you will remain in the Son and in the Father. The remedy is remaining in the teaching of the apostles, remaining in the teaching that Christ gave to his apostles, and then the apostles gave to the church. And we must live our faith in that continuity. That's what must characterize our faith even today in 2016. We must be able to trace our faith back to the apostles, to Christ himself who taught it. And we must be vigilant lest modifications be introduced. Pope Benedict XVI, the previous pontiff, but his teaching on this point was confirmed by Pope Francis, puts us, or rather reminds us of the danger of doing precisely this. Instead of looking at our faith in continuity, falling into the temptation of seeing a rupture with the church and the faith of the past. Benedict XVI taught that there are two hermeneutics, or way of interpreting our faith. There's one that sees rupture, precisely that the church of the past must stay in the past, the faith of the past belongs to the past, and today we must almost forge it anew. We must interpret it anew, adapt it to today's world without regard for what was taught from the beginning. It has frequently availed itself of the sympathies of the mass media, and also one trend of modern theology. On the other hand, the pontiff teaches us there is a hermeneutic of continuity in which the church remains the same. The church which the Lord has created, has founded, remains the same through history, although it increases and gains a greater understanding of its doctrine. It doesn't add, it doesn't subtract, it understands more fully. It is faithful to what it has received from the beginning. It's faithful to its duty to transmit the doctrine, pure and integral, without any attenuation or distortion. So today we must be vigilant on this point, because it's a temptation, deception too, that finds its way subtly into the church. Many will come who will say that, well, they are faithful to the teaching of Christ and the apostles, but implicitly or explicitly, they make themselves Christ and the apostles. Unlike St. John the Baptist, who didn't deceive anyone, try to deceive anyone, he said flatly, admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, I am not the Christ, I am not Elijah, I am not the prophet. Many today do precisely that. Well, of course, we're faithful to tradition, of course, we're faithful to Christ, but then they usurp the place of Christ, of tradition, of the apostles. What our Lord meant to say was this, what the apostles really wanted to say was this, what tradition is really this, and they exchanged themselves for Christ, the apostles' tradition, and therefore betray, abandon what was taught from the beginning. So even today, 2017, continuity with what the apostles taught must characterize our faith today and in all times of history. Because this, as St. John tells us, is a sure safeguard against heresy and a sure weapon against the Antichrist, who is the liar, the deceiver, one who would like to make us stray away from the teachings of Christ, of his apostles, and of his church. So in this, may today's saints help us to remain faithful to what was taught from the beginning, the faith given by Christ to his church through the apostles. Praised be Jesus and Mary.